It's time for our Tuesday morning conversation. First Tuesday of the month, we get together with Dave Nelson from Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure in Merrill. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Jeff. Morning, everybody.
Missed you last month.
Yeah, you were gone. I was here.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a lie. I didn't really miss you at all. I just wasn't here.
Oh, that's mutual.
Yeah, but I know you got a chance to go and do some vacationing. I got a chance to go do some vacationing, and now here we are. It's spring. Time to get to work.
Time to go to work.
Time to go to work outside, and many of us can't wait to get to work outside. I can for sure get past what we're about to have here the next day or so. It's going to be winter here until Friday. And for those folks who thought that winter was behind them, it's not.
Isn't that something?
It's still coming up here. Tony says 3 to 5 inches for most of us, and the farther south you go probably, and east, you're going to get even more snow than that.
Someone there saying close to a foot. I don't think in Wisconsin, but going east, no.
Yeah, toward Lake Michigan, the more close you get to Lake Michigan, the more snow there's going to be. So, for folks that still don't have a snowblower, it was kind of a slow snow season this year, but we seem to be making up for it now in the springtime. So, as far as snowblowers, still in stock, still you can still get at them real easy?
It was a brutal year, I think, for anybody that sells snowblowers because preseason sales were pretty good, and then we just flat didn't get any snow. So, we've got a great selection, which we don't want to have in stock this time of year. And so there's some special deals on Aaron's and Toro. I've got single-stage units from 18-inch on up to 30-inch two-stage. And we've also got a few used ones that in a normal year would have been gone immediately when they come in. And so somebody's going to get a great deal on a couple of older. There's Toros, and I know there's a couple of Toros. There's one Aaron's, and I think there's one other brand, so there's like four of them.
I guess I've never asked anybody this. I know I have a two-stage snowblower, but what's the difference between a two-stage and a single-stage snowblower?
Single-stage Toro is the leader in the industry, and they were the first at it. Most of them have rubber paddles that clean right down to the surface. And so if you have a gravel driveway or if you have uneven things, that's not the machine for you. But they make them in an 18-inch and a 21-inch. And the 21-inch, for a lot of people, I used one. I've got a corner lot with two city sidewalks and a small two-car driveway.
Okay.
And then a sidewalk up to the garage and sidewalk up to the house. And that single stage, I would be out, and my neighbor, who's got similar layout, would be out blowing, and I'd be back inside warming up, having a cup of hot chocolate or whatever, while he was still out there struggling. And so after watching me for about 5 years, he bought a single stage.
Okay.
Now, the single stage aren't going to do a great job where the plow goes by and, you know, real heavy
the
snow.
Heavy, deep stuff, yeah.
Right. But as far as cleaning up and easy to operate and doing a really nice job, like I said, cleaning down to the surface, they're awesome. So a lot of individual users and a lot of businesses use them.
The older we get, though, it's also harder to manipulate some of those big pieces of machinery. I would assume they're easy to manipulate, too, for us older
folks.
They
are. They don't have a self-propel, but they pull themselves along. The rubber paddles pull themselves, so it's pretty effortless. And then I'm guessing maybe 5-6 years ago already, Toro came out with one called a Snowmaster, which is kind of a hybrid. It's a single stage, but it's got self-propel. It's a variable speed self-propel, like their personal pace on their lawnmowers, for anybody that knows, you know, Toro walk behind lawnmowers. And that's what I use at home now. That's a 24-inch. It's got a metal auger that blows the snow. It's got little rubber sweeps on it. Doesn't clean all the way down to the surface as good as the traditional single stage, but it takes the place of a lot of things that otherwise you have to use a two-stage for. And that's my Toro rep. They have their choice of which snowblower they're going to use, and that's what they use. So
really?
We've got those as well. And then Aaron's from 24-inch, 28-inch, 30-inch, several different models in stock. It's just, if you're going to need a snowblower for next year, there's no reason to wait until, you know, the prices go up for next fall.
Right.
Just get one now. You're going to, from a warranty standpoint, if it's a 2 or 3 year warranty, you're going to get 2 or 3 seasons out of it, whether you buy it in October or whether you buy it now.
Got it. I've got an old Aaron's, and that thing has never failed me, and that's a good one, too. So Toro and Aaron's are both available right now in stock, easy to get to. Don't have to go through half the warehouse to get one, right?
Exactly.
All good at...
Yeah, we brought them back into the showroom last week when we got that snow.
Yeah.
We sold a couple, and so they're kind of in between. They're not buried, but they're easy to get to, and some are still on display in the store.
Tim and I were talking about this when we started trading, Marta. We're both ready to get on the lawnmowers and start mowing. Can't wait to get at that. And one thing I've been noticing a lot, Dave, this spring so far, Gravely is all over every TV channel right now. They are putting on a really big push with Gravely. You've been selling Gravely for a long time.
I think Gravely, we've been a dealer since 2012 or so. I started the business in 2009, and I think with Toro. and then brought in Husqvarna and then Aaron's Gravely, and most recently Cub Cadet, but we don't do their snowblowers.
Okay. So what is it about Gravely? Like I say, there's a really big push. What are some of the best parts about owning a Gravely?
Gravely is owned by Aaron's, and Gravely originally was a company from down in the southeast, and so they're really, really strong in that part of the country. But Gravely, excuse me, is the commercial side of Aaron's.
Okay.
So where Aaron stops, Gravely keeps going doing commercial pieces of equipment. We've got a number of them in school systems and communities and other businesses, as well as all the homeowner stuff. But right now they're running their Mow the Distance sale, which they've run now for probably 3 years or 4 years. It's about a 10-day sale. It runs now through Monday, April 8th, so next Monday. And there's up to 25% off select Gravely Zero Turns. A lot of them are 20% off. There's a few select ones that are 25% off. But you got to purchase them this week because I have to register them. There's a cutoff in order to get the rebate that we get to help offset some of that discount to the customer.
Something else I came up on Trading Mart, a guy wrote a slip. He was trying to sell his Zero Turn, and he says, boy, if you haven't tried a Zero Turn yet, you're really missing out on the best parts of mowing the lawn.
That's true.
They're a lot of fun.
When we started the business, we sold tractors, Husqvarna tractors, and we sold Toro Zero Turns, and we sold a few Zero Turns, but we always sold, for a number of years, we sold more tractors than we did Zero Turns, by not just a little bit. There were a lot of tractors. And over time, Toro discontinued their tractors, Aaron's discontinued their tractors. They brought them back out for 3 or 4 years a few years ago, and they discontinued them again. And today, we sell very few tractors, and we sell a ton of Zero Turns compared to tractors. So if you've got a lot where you have to have a snowblower on a unit, that's got to be a tractor. If you want to pull a cart, or if there's just things, you know, maybe you've got a lot where, or you just flat don't like the idea of a Zero Turn, you get a tractor. Now, the Zero Turns, historically, you've got levers to control them. And the front wheels are just there for the ride. The back tires do everything. They steer, they brake, they accelerate. And so when you get on a slope, especially if it's a wet slope or a little bit slippery, and there's a pond or there's a road or whatever, and you lose traction, you go right down the hill to the road. So there is that concern. But Cub Cadet addresses that with steering wheel Zero Turns.
Okay.
So now you've got the best of both worlds, where you've got the speed and the agility, maneuverability of a Zero Turn, but you've got a steering wheel, and it's going to steer where you turn that wheel.
So the Cub Cadet, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Cub Cadet makes a tractor style with Zero Turn.
Oh, it's a Zero Turn. Or Zero Turn style with a steering wheel.
Oh, I see. Okay, yep. Now I see. Because I know weren't there some tractors, too, that had Zero Turn capabilities?
There were a couple. That was kind of a fail. Cub Cadet made one. I think John Deere made a four-wheel steer. But there's just so much to go wrong with those. And boy, are they a pain to work on, and we work on them all.
Well, one thing I noticed, Dave, going back to Gravely and Zero Turns, every commercial lawnmower, and there seems to be there's a lot of commercial lawn mowing companies. They do the banks, they do the credit unions, they do the big commercial properties. 9 out of 10 of them are Gravelys, so that says a lot, right?
Up
there.
Up here, there's a lot of Gravely. We do a lot of Toro,
Yeah,
and Toro's got a feature called My Ride that's an option on a number of different models, and that's the best ride. Pretty much the best ride on the market. You're sitting in a rocking chair, you're suspended, and you can take advantage of the speed of the mower without beating yourself up. So as we get older and our knees and our backs and our bodies aren't, you know, quite as friendly to
I know where you're going. I know what direction you're going.
Yeah, that My Ride is awesome.
So when it comes to making the choice then, Toro, great, whatever it is, when it comes to Zero Turns, how do you counsel people so that they make the right decision? What are some of the things that you're going to ask? What are the things that people are looking for when it comes to a Zero Turn? How do you make that decision?
First thing I ask is if they like to mow the lawn. And if they say no, then we go a whole different direction.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Husqvarna auto mowers and the robots.
Right.
But otherwise, we find out how much area are you mowing. Are you in the country? Are you in town? Are you mowing an old farm field? But find out how much acreage they're mowing. If it's sloped, if it's flat, you know, what type of terrain we're dealing with. And then budget. And then you try and make recommendations based on that.
Okay. And so if you're just doing a regular city lot, chances are a smaller model is going to be just what you need. But if you got some big area to mow, you're going to want to look at a little bit bigger model. I guess that's common sense.
Yeah, 42 inches about the small. There is a 30-inch, little 30-inch Cub Cadet, just a handy little thing for a small in-town lot. And that's the old ones. It's a rear-engine rider and just a 30-inch single-blade deck. But the rest of them, the smallest are going to be 42. Then we go 48, 50, 52, 54, 60. You can get 72s. No one's really going to stock a 72. That's right. A specialized piece of equipment that we can order. But I've got a great selection of 54s and 60s.
And sometimes that selection can sometimes turn it. It might be a little bit intimidating when you come and see the whole lineup of everything that you offer out there. For a lot of folks, that might be a little bit intimidating. So it's just a matter of asking a few questions, and it becomes less intimidating.
Exactly. Yeah. Ask a few questions. People can ride them. We've got the grass out front. That was one of the things when we built the store. We wanted to make sure we got a nice area of grass, not only to demonstrate mowers, but test mowers that we've serviced. And so people can get on them and ride them. A lot of times people don't really know what they're looking for. I've had people come in knowing that they're looking for a certain brand, and they drive a couple and they buy a different brand than what they came in looking for.
Okay.
And then there's others that come in, I want this model, boom, 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 and you know they know exactly what they want.
And then for the people that answer, no, I really don't like mowing my lawn, you have an answer for that too.
Yeah, Husqvarna Auto Mowers, we've been a dealer for them now since 2015, and we've installed about 80 of them. We have a job we're working right now over the next 30 days or so with one account that's getting 19 of them.
Wow.
And,
oh, my gosh.
And most of those are the new GPS models called EPOS, which just came out last year. So now we don't need to put a wire in the ground anymore. There's what's called a reference station that gets mounted to a pole or a house. To pick up a signal from the sky, from the satellites, and then that relays it to the mower. These new ones will also stripe. So auto mowers or any of the robotic mowers have up to now have mowed random. So if you've seen them running down at our store or any places, they kind of go this way and that way, and you know, but they cover the whole area over time. The new ones now with GPS, you can program them to stripe, and they go right down the line. They come right back next to it. They do a perfect stripe.
Wow.
When they get down to a 20% charge, they shut off the blades. They go home to dock and charge up. They come back, start mowing where they left off. You can also program them to pattern. So you can have a diamond grid where they'll go all one direction first. The next time they'll come out, they'll do a square or a diamond grid. And it's just crazy. And because they're so efficient where they're striping and they're not wasting time going over just random area, the amount of area that you can cover with them is substantially greater. So we still have the wired units. The wired units, Husqvarna actually has 25% off during the month of April, which is the biggest discount I've ever seen. So if you know anybody that's got an auto mower, or if you've got one and you want to cover more ground, now's the time to talk to us about that. We do the installations on them. And if you're interested in the EPOS, interested in that technology, but you never wanted a wire in your yard, come and talk to us about EPOS.
Wow, it's amazing what technology can do these days.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and it must be fun just to watch that thing going.
Oh, it is. And the people that have these would never get rid of them. It's just the type of thing where it's just, we offer an annual service on them. People have been coming in, picking them up. They dropped them off in the fall or in the winter sometime, and they're picking them up now because pretty soon the grass is going to be growing.
They probably don't go through all the wear and tear that a tractor or a push mower would go through. I mean, they dock themselves, they get up and go themselves, and it's basically you hook it up and take your hands off and just let it do its thing all summer.
Let it do its thing, yeah.
Huh. Wow.
Yep.
And as far as time setting one of these things up, how much of a process is that? If somebody says, yeah, I'm going to go the auto mower route here this year, what does it take from the time they leave the store until the time that it's all set up at home?
Either way, we'd like to do a site visit or at least get a layout of where it's going to be.
Okay.
If we're doing one where it's wired, then we trench in a wire. It's like an invisible dog fence. It goes in a couple inches around the yard. And depending on the size of the lot, and the number of things that you have that you don't want it going around. So we'll run that perimeter wire around the perimeter, then it'll go in and it'll go around, say, trees that have got decorative mulch around them or raised flower beds. Or if you don't want it going down, crossing this area, we can wire that accordingly. But the more things that we have, we call it an island or a restricted area, the more of those things that have to be wired, the more the cost. So on average, I'd say probably installation is anywhere from $300 to $800, somewhere in there.
Depending on the size of your yard and all the other things that are there.
Yep.
Anything else on mowers before we go to another subject?
That covers a lot. Just know that I've got right now, we just unloaded a truckload of Cub Cadet tractors and zero turns last week. I've got a truckload of Gravely coming in any day. Toro, we've gotten in over the winter. We're just in great shape. There's more than 20 different models of zero turns in stock. There's half a dozen models of tractors from Husqvarna and Cub. And then the Automores, and yeah, stop in. And if you need service, now is still a good time. We're able to get that stuff in and out relatively quickly if you're looking for a spring tune-up.
Preseason tune-up time is right now. And then Thoroughgood boots, you still have some of those left. And, boy, some really good savings on Thoroughgood boots that are left over.
Yep, we do. You know, I'm surprised we have as many left as we do. People, when they come in, they take a look at them. If we have their size, it's kind of a no-brainer. You can save up to 55% off retail. I had a customer in a couple weeks ago that said we were less than the outlet store, and the outlet store sells seconds. This is all first-run product.
Okay. And so keep that in mind for those Thoroughgood boots. Any, like, the steel toes and regular toes?
Almost everything we have is a comp toe, either okay. steel or safety toe.
Got it.
Yep.
Going to get to grills. I just want to say one thing quickly about sauces. I've been trying some different sauces, and I've decided there's no way I'm ever going to have a favorite sauce or a favorite rub. Because every single time I try a new one from your store, it's fantastic. My two latest favorites, John Henry's pecan barbecue sauce. It's a beautiful jar. It's a beautiful presentation. Oh, my gosh, that sauce is like something I've never had when it comes to barbecue sauce. Little chunks of the pecans are in there, into the sauce, and it flavors the sauce. John Henry's sauce is outstanding.
Everything from John Henry is great. He's out of East Houston, Texas, and his one of his sons, Ernie, is kind of taking over, trying to run the business. Mom and Dad are still working. John's in his 70s. I met John and Juanita back in 2016 at a show in New Orleans. And evidently, I met Ernie. I didn't remember meeting him, but since he got involved now more so over the last year or so, he said, yeah, I remember meeting you down there. And so he's a great guy. But the sauces and rubs are awesome.
Yeah, and the other one that I tried, I've been a fan of the Blues Hog, and there's several different varieties of Blues Hog. The latest one that I've tried is the Competition
Competition blend?
Competition blend.
Yep. Or champion blend.
Or champion blend. That's it. I've decided that I can't have a favorite because they're all just so good. There's just a little bit of subtleties that are different in each particular one, depending if you want it sweeter, a little bit hotter, a little bit more vinegar. You've got it all, and I got to say, they're all top of the line. I haven't had a single one that's been a stinker. I mean, we go through this stuff like crazy.
That's it. And yeah, Croy Valley, we've got a bunch of different sauces from them. That was our feature brand of the month for March. This month, it's Meat Whiskey out of Memphis. And those guys have only got three rubs and one sauce, and their sauce is to die for. One of the rubs is called Hog Toss. It's absolutely fantastic on pork and on chicken. And then they've got a steak rub and a steak rub hot. Now, I'm not a hot guy, but if you like a little heat, it's a very good one. That's our feature brand of the month this month. So that stuff's all 10% off for the month of April. You talked about some of the other sauces. We've also got Bearded Butcher. I just reordered Bearded Butcher yesterday. That should be in a couple of days. They've got two sauces. One is called Rebel Red. Got a little heat. One's their original. Very, very good sauces. It's so much fun.
Yeah. Try
John Henry. I was out of a few John Henrys. That stuff should be, I think, within the next week. It should be somewhere in there. And I've had a couple of customers stopping back looking for their favorite, you know, so we'll call them when it's in.
I got to say, that's one thing I do have to stick to. My favorite rub, my most versatile favorite rub is John Henry's Butter Pecan. I just love that. I got to have it on hand. It's so good on almost everything. John Henry's Butter Pecan, I have to say, that's my favorite rub of all I've tried from your store.
That's awesome. His number one seller is pecan. Okay. His number two seller is sugar maple.
Okay.
Our number one seller from him is Mojave garlic pepper.
I've got some of that, too.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's so good on potatoes or eggs or, you know, meats. And then there's a bunch of them that they're not as popular. But some people, it's got to be, you know, what they have to have.
The fun comes in trying a bunch of different ones. And so, get a different one every time, and eventually you might find a favorite, but chances are you're just going to start the whole process again. When it comes to grilling, what you got going for grills right now?
Lots. PK, we got all the PKs on sale. PKs are the cast aluminum grills with a 20-year warranty on them. They start out with a PK Go, little portable unit they came out with a couple of years ago. That's a covered grill that the cover comes off, and there's another rack for charcoal and another set of cooking racks. So you just doubled your workspace to cook. It's just great for camping or tailgating. You know, if you want to cook more food for people, you got twice the grilling space. If you want to cook something low and slow, you want to do a ham, you want to do a pork tenderloin, you want to do ribs or something, you can dial them in and cook at a lower temperature.
Good deal. Very versatile.
That little PK Go is used very, very heavily on the steak cook-off circuit. which, you know, we'll talk about that coming up. That's in August for us when we have our steak cook-off event.
Smoking Brothers Pellet Grills, Myron Mixon Smokers, also in stock. I don't think I've heard of that brand before.
So Myron Mixon is out of Georgia, I believe. He's from the Southeast, and he's a world champion. He's won more world champion barbecue competitions than anyone else. And he's had grills, but he hadn't had a good pellet grill, and he wanted to get into that. And they hooked up with Smokin' Brothers, both American-owned, family-owned companies. And so Smokin' Brothers is making the Myron Mixon. It's called the Bark Series, B-A-R-Q.
Okay.
And they're huge. So one of them is called a 2400, and the other one is called a 3600. And you can cook an awful lot of food on those. There's a couple people in the Tomahawk area here that have those, and, of course, Merrill, and then further away.
Okay.
For people that really cook a lot of food.
And the Alpha Pizza ovens, I hope those are still gaining in popularity.
They are. It's, you know, not a lot because it's just a specialty type thing. But again, there's a couple of them up here, and people that have them absolutely love them and recommend them.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to leave off with Arctic Spas. We're going to know what's going on with Arctic Spas right now.
Arctic Spas, we got another shipment of spas that's leaving the factory at the end of this week. We've got a couple of new things. There's a new color that's available from an interior color. We've got some promos that are running on the Arctic Spas. We'll talk about those probably more next month. But if you're thinking of a spa, now's a perfect time. We can install them any time of year, and my crew likes to install them better once it warms up a little bit instead of, you know, 10 degrees.
I bet. Just, Dave, with everything in the store, I guess the moral of the story is buy it right the first time, and it'll be less expensive in the long haul. You might pay a little bit more up front when you're buying the good stuff right up front, though it's going to last for years and years. You're going to say, boy, am I glad I did it this way.
Exactly. We're fortunate there's an awful lot of referral business because of that.
Yeah.
We're not always going to be the lowest price. We don't expect to be. If we are, that's a bonus. But with the products that we have, we've tried to bring in product as much as we can that's American-made. Obviously, our hot tubs are American or Canadian. The Alpha Pizza ovens come from Italy. But there's not much stuff that's coming from the Pacific Rim, you know.
Right. Understood.
Exactly.
I can say this. Of all the things I purchased at your store, everyone has been fantastic. I was happy for my purchase. And you're very good with follow-up afterwards and service. It's all fantastic. Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure, you're doing a lot of things just the best way, Dave.
Thank you, Jeff.
Appreciate it very much. It was good catching up with you again today.
Yep, thanks, everybody.
We'll talk again next month with Dave Nelson from Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure.